Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women celebrating 10 years. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. I'm so honored that you're here to join me and for another inspiring conversation. Dr. Tara Barr is a nurse scientist who became personally interested in discovering her own path to wellness after a life-threatening illness during her pregnancy back in 2013, where she found herself on the opposite end of the spectrum. She was now a patient. Her story and the journey of personal health and wellness and that transformation will inspire you to move beyond the fear and anxiety of living with a chronic health condition and live well intentionally in a new life that you can create. Dr. Tara is an alum of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Nurse Faculty Scholars Program, a holistic health advocate and a passionate one at that, and internationally recognized expert in the genomics of stroke. She's the founder of CeraDx and Deep Roots Healing and currently serves as the vice chair of the American Heart Association's Council on Cardiovascular and Stroke Nursing. Her work has been published in numerous scientific and community-based publications. And she was recently featured in a West Virginia public broadcasting series and the AHA's Patient Support Network blog. As you're about to discover, Dr. Barr is passionate about incorporating intentional wellness in the care and recovery of stroke patients and creating a new model for treating brain injury, which is patient-centered, integrative, holistic health care guided by patient-specific needs on a continuum. Tara, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. You have such an inspirational story that is really feeding everything that you're now doing in the world.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, I have to tell you, when I read your story and when we first met, a lot of the women that come on this show and a lot of the women in my community, we've discovered that just through conversation that sometimes an experience in our life sets the trajectory for the path that we go on that then leads to our life's work. So at the beginning in the intro, I talked about that moment in 2013. So bring us back there so that we can tie together why you're so passionate about the work that you're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Linda, in 2013, everything really changed for me. My physical health, my emotional health, my family health. It was really one of those points where I know I'm going to look back on that point in my life and say, boy, that really changed everything. Prior to that, I knew I had always been a nurse, and I just had an affinity for health and healthcare and understanding the patient response to disease. And I thought I had understood what it meant to be a nurse and what it meant to go through these life experiences. And it really wasn't until it happened to me personally that I gained a perspective that really allows me now to see from the person's standpoint what is happening whenever disease strikes or whenever a crisis happens. And I think I sincerely believe that will make me a better nurse in the future. And at that point in my career, I had actually been going down a path that led me more into a faculty role, had taken me away from the patient bedside in many aspects. And although I still had a connection with my patients through some of the research studies that we were conducting and just being involved with some of the clinical teams that I was involved with, I wasn't actually practicing at that point in my life. And I would say the first few months after I had my injury, I really felt this desire and need to get back to the bedside to share with my patients this experience that I now had. And very early on in my recovery, I recognized there were people that were part of my recovery that allowed me to see this new life path. So I went on this journey inward, really, and with the help of those around me, my family, my friends, some of my colleagues, and really discovered how I could use this seemingly very negative life event and create something positive out of it. And thus, the past 3 years, really, and I'm still on this path, I'm creating kind of this new career. I'm not getting rid of my old career, per se. I'm just changing direction slightly to then use this experience in a new way.
Well, I just love how you turned a perceived negative into a positive. And for the listeners that don't know your story, just explain what happened in the pregnancy so they understand the shift that and the healing that you had and why you're so involved with everything you're doing now.
Yeah. So this was my fourth pregnancy, and prior to this, I had really beautiful pregnancies. I never really had struggled during my pregnancies, and I had worked along every one of my pregnancies. I was traveling a lot during this initial early stage of my pregnancy, and I had returned home from a long trip, and I wasn't feeling well, just tired and weak and kind of short of breath. But I was 12 weeks pregnant. I had three other children. I was working a full-time tenure track faculty position, and I really just ignored my symptoms for days. And it turned out that I had a blood clot in my lung, and that blood clot was cutting off blood flow to an area of my lung. And it wasn't until I really became, my body wasn't able to stabilize or handle it anymore, that I really became symptomatic. I became very sick and very ill and had to be admitted to the hospital and had multiple complications thereafter throughout the course of my pregnancy, honestly. And throughout my entire pregnancy, I wasn't sure if I was going to survive. I wasn't sure if I was going to lose my baby. And so it was really a period of uncertainty, probably the most uncertain period of my life, the most vulnerable I've ever been, for sure. And I wasn't really able to experience the pregnancy or experience the actual crisis that was happening, because I was just trying to survive. And because I knew healthcare and because I knew what could happen, I was also trying to be part of that healthcare team. And at the time, it was semi a distraction, but it didn't really allow me to feel the whole experience. And I, through God's will, delivered my baby beautifully, and the baby was fine. I ended up being really well. And then everything hit me after the delivery, and I recognized just how close I had come to dying, really. And now I, at that time, discovered that I carry a clotting disorder, which increases my risk for blood clots. So although this incident was probably brought on by my pregnancy, as I get older, I now have an increased risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease, the same conditions I've been studying as a nurse scientist for the past 10 years. So that period of my recovery really became personal, and it was very scary. And I had to learn how to live with this now chronic condition and to manage that fear and anxiety around, what if this happens again, or what if my children have the same condition and this happens to them. And it took a lot of time, and I'm still moving through that whole process.
Yes, it's only been 3 years, and the irony that that's the field that you studied for the 10 years, and then to have it. So for a regular patient without that background, they're kind of just in the midst of their healthcare and all the decisions being made. But you knew intimately, because of your background, everything that could happen or everything that was coming, do you think that made it easier or harder to be involved in your healthcare because you had that insight and knowledge?
Yeah, that's a great question. I thought a lot about that because I sometimes use the term ignorance is bliss. And I think because I knew what was going on with me physically and what could happen to me and my baby and also what could happen to me after I delivered, I think that created a lot of fear and, a lot of potential fear of the unknown and the possibility. But in some ways, I also think it was good because I was also able to help guide my own care. And this is something that I've always been an advocate for the patient being part of their care, but I am now even much more passionate about that because there were things that I was able to tell my healthcare team that they would have never known about me. And we discovered my condition because of that. So I was able to study my own body and understand the changes that were happening in my own body to help my healthcare team figure out how to treat me the best way. And I often tell my patients that you are the best person when it comes to the knowledge of your body. I, as your practitioner, can help guide you, but you have to be able to tell me what's best for you. I can make suggestions. I can, share my experience, but you know what's best for you. And that's a different healthcare model than what we're used to. And it's, if used properly, it's very, very powerful.
When we come back, we're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about and give the definition for our listeners of what intentional wellness is. So we're going to be back in a moment with my special guest, Dr. Tara Barr of DeepRootsHealing.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and we're going to pick up the conversation where we left off with Dr. Tara Barr. We were talking about right before the break, Tara, about your journey, your personal experience through, as a patient and as a healthcare practitioner. And you use the term intentional wellness, right? In the work that you do and in the message that you're passionate about sharing. Let's have a definition of what that means so our listeners can understand what that incorporates.
Right. So I'm going to define both terms first and then define what the overall term intentional wellness means. intention or being intentional just really boils down to being aware and recognizing and living in the moment, honoring your feelings, honoring what is happening to you right now at this moment in time. And when we set intentions, we often talk about setting intentions. It is really your conscious effort to say to yourself, I am happy, I am healthy, I am worthy of being happy and healthy. So when I think of intention or intentional, I really think of being aware, increasing awareness at the present moment. Wellness is a definition that a lot of folks have been using right now in healthcare, and the term can mean something a little different depending upon who you ask. When I think of wellness, I don't necessarily think of the absence of disease. I think of wellness being somebody who is living well in whatever current condition they have, whether that's living with heart disease, living with a chronic blood disorder like I have, after stroke, in a new normal. You can still be well with those conditions if you focus on what we call the dimensions of wellness, which include everything from the physical to the emotional to the spiritual to occupational, and really creating balance around all of those aspects of your life. And wellness isn't defined by me or the practitioner, it's really defined by you as the person. So living intentionally well is setting an intention to say, I am well, I am happy, I'm healthy, wherever I am at the present moment. Whether that means I am a day after my heart attack, or 6 months after my stroke, or 3 years after you've had a blood clot and you delivered your baby. It's the intentional awareness of living well in the present moment, regardless of your current situation.
I love that. It's staying present with what is. That's what I'm hearing.
That's right.
And not judging where you are, because I think when we're in a crisis, we do that. I know I had the tendency to do it when I was diagnosed with something many years ago, and I dove into the diagnosis and became it instead of focusing on the healing. And it was when I did the mindset shift and learned how to say, okay, this is what it is, but I can still live my life fully. And it just, everything started to shift from there.
That's
so
right.
is that the energetic, for those of us who speak in the energy language, is that kind of the shift that you're trying to help them remain in, like focusing on where they are, not what they lost?
That's right. And what you said really hit on an important point. Your disease does not define you. Your disease is just something that happened to you to help you grow in whatever way you see fit. And I sincerely believe that. And we often talk about disease as a negative in healthcare. So the word disease brings a negative connotation to any conversation you're having with a patient. So we're already setting the tone for, kind of this negative energy, right?
Yeah.
So what I have learned through my recovery and by talking to other patients, talking to other people, is that those who have recovered well and really feel that they're on the path to healing are those people who have not allowed their disease or condition to define them. And they recognize that this is happening to them. It's not controlling them. It's part of who they are. And they're embracing this. And when you talk about energy, I mean, the whole concept of intentional wellness is really creating healing from within and allowing yourself to heal, first of all, recognizing you're worthy of that, not comparing yourself to others who have a similar condition that you have, but really, working from the inside out and allowing yourself to become the person you want to be regardless of whatever physical limitations you have.
That's beautiful. So I love that you believe and incorporate energy in it, because when my experience, and I want to ask you, you were so young too in 2013. I mean, to experience what you experienced, I just thought of that. That's such a young age to experience what you did. And I'm going to be 54, so at 40 years old, I had what they still call a TIA. And for that period of time, while you're going for the MRIs and doing all that, I remember that being in the living room after hearing that, right? Like, we don't know what caused it. We don't know if it was embolism, aneurysm. This is before I could get to the first MRI. And I remember being in the living room going, oh, my God, because they said don't go for walks by yourself because I used to be an avid walker. Don't drive until we know. And I remember going into the theater and going, oh, my God, it's like you're waiting for your head to explode, right? And
right.
And I would say it was about, God, 7 or 8 days of that energy. And finally I said, what am I doing? This isn't going to, even no matter what they tell me, this is not the energy of how I'm going to live, which was anxiety, fear-based, and all this. And I wasn't even as far along on the spiritual path as I am now. I guess it was just this innate desire that wasn't going to define me, especially energetically, right? Because I wasn't able to show up fully for everyone. And I shifted. And that helped me get through the next 18 months of them trying to figure out what caused it. But that energetic shift is what helped me move forward. So I love that you talked about that.
That's right. And I have a very similar experience in my recovery. And I also have a very strong faith in God. And prior to that experience, I felt like I was very close to God. But I really wasn't in many ways. I hadn't been fostering my spiritual development and spiritual growth. And when I started going down the path of fear, and I very, very, very much remember, and I actually would have nightmares about this after. I was in so much pain, I could barely breathe. I couldn't walk up my stairs to my bedroom. So my husband put my bed on the first floor. And I had very small children at the time. And I just remember laying in that bed by myself. It was a small, tiny bed. My husband was in the living room there beside me because he wouldn't leave my side. And I could not sleep. And I just remember feeling this overwhelming sense of fear. And I was scared and just thinking about everything. You know, what if this happens?
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen to my husband? And what if I'm going to be in pain? And, you know, it was just this overwhelming sense of fear. And I really did go down that path for a few days. And I picked up my Bible and I just read. And I read through it. And I just kept reading through it. And then I would have conversations with, like I said, my family, my friends, some colleagues who said, one colleague in particular who said, Tara, you are strong. You are going to turn this into something positive. I know you are. Just keep going. Just keep going. And those words have stuck with me. And, you know, I went through that period of fear and anxiety. And I'm not going to lie, it's still an occasion will pop back into my mind.
Of course. You're in the human experience. You're going to have those moments.
Right. It's that learned experience. But I've now training or learning how to look at that fear, not necessarily say, get away, go out of here, but to recognize why I'm having it. Why do I feel this way right now? And then recognize how I can get past it so that it doesn't control who I am or limit what I want to do or how I go about my daily activities. And that took time. It took a lot of patience with myself. It took a lot of really spiritual awareness and really working through that and what that meant and what those relationships meant to me. And I believe it's a lifelong journey too. I don't think it's something that you figure out in a few days' time or a few months' time. It's something you get better with over time. And you know, you work through it with other people. You have experiences that essentially keep guiding you in the right direction.
And it's so true what you said, and I was thinking back to that moment. I feel like I've always been connected to the divine, to my source, to God. But that brought me closer, right? Because to release the fear, I had to let something else in. Mm-hmm. And it opened me up. So to me, it was the greatest gift I received, even though I wish it came in. At the time, I wished it came in a different package. But looking back now, I say thank you, right? Because I'll tell you, everything else falls away, as you know. And for everyone on the call, there's so many I know that suffer with any type of chronic illness or debilitating issues. And this conversation includes all of it, not just cardiovascular or stroke. So we're going to jump over to a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, have you described what it means to be a holistic nurse? And we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Tara Barr.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you love, accept, and respect the woman you see in the mirror? You are a goddess. But do you treat yourself as one in every area of your life? Are you taking care of you? Or are you last on your to-do list, if you're on it at all? It's time to take off the superwoman cape and awaken your inner goddess. Psychologist and body love expert Mary Pritchard is passionately dedicated to empowering today's women to heal their relationships with food, their body, and themselves, along with reconnecting with their inner goddess, stepping through perceived fears, and embracing the truth of who they are. Visit DrMaryPritchard.com to learn more about Dr. Mary's Body Love Group Program, private coaching, sacred goddess circles, and to schedule a complimentary chat. DrMaryPritchard.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
This is Linda Joy, and I am talking today with Dr. Tara Barr, and we've been talking about intentional wellness, as well as her personal journey and transformation through a really tough health crisis, which I can see now fuels the passion for what she does in the world. So, Tara, I know what a holistic nurse is because I've been on this path for a while. But for those who only know mainstream medical, let's talk about that, because I really want to educate our listeners that there are other options, that there's that like intentional wellness, there's also other avenues that they can look into.
Yes, yes, I love that. So a holistic nurse is really, we think of the term as a newer term, but our roots in holistic nursing actually go back as far as Florence Nightingale. And Florence was the founder of what we know as modern day nursing. And what Florence believed was that the nurse is the vessel that helps the patient in the healing process. And that is the essence of holistic nursing. We as holistic nurses embrace is, and we're a guide. We really serve as a guide on the patient journey to help them find their path to healing. And that path to healing is different for everyone and includes all of those dimensions of wellness that I was talking about earlier. So physical, spiritual, emotional, occupational, financial, all of those dimensions that we know affect our daily living and our well-being. And as a holistic advanced holistic nurse practitioner, my goals are to allow our patients to see that beyond the medical model, we tend to focus very much on the physical aspects of the patient in the medical model, because most of the time, and most of the time we need that. We need acute care, we have crises, we have traumas that are going on, and that medical model does a really good job at treating patients in those crises experiences. What our medical model doesn't do the best job at is preventing disease and allowing those patients to recover well from disease. So there's a little bit of a hole in our healthcare system. And what we are saying as holistic practitioners is that not necessarily getting away from the medical model, there's still a place for that, and it's very respectable, and we need that. I've lived that world for the past, say, 15 years. But there is a need also for the personal level, and that is that prevention piece, that is that recovery piece, that doesn't just focus on the physical, but focuses on all those other aspects of wellness that we know are important. And then we also open up the opportunity to other integrative or alternative medicines like acupuncture, massage, meditation, yoga, those experiences that are really patient-specific that we know and studies have shown can improve overall health and well-being and help patients recover from chronic disease. So my model as a holistic practitioner is to really partner on both ends of the spectrum. So work with the medical practitioners and the holistic practitioners to really create and design a path for our patients that is their path and their chosen path and their chosen journey, and help guide them along that process.
I love that description. It's like the word you use is guide, and that's what I was envisioning. It's someone that you can turn to for support, who holds space for you on every level, but also has the knowledge base, where now when I go to a doctor, it's as if they're speaking at me. This sounds like the holistic nurse model is more of a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And yet the relationship is very important in the healing process, because there's a lot of trust that's involved. There's also a lot of coaching and mentoring, both from the patient, from the practitioner to the patient, and the patient to the practitioner. And I learned just as much from my patient experiences and relationships I've had with my patients than I'm hopeful that they've learned from me. And the idea of being a guide, actually a new word popped into my mind, a health guide, really, or a wellness guide. And that's sincerely what I hope to be for my patients, is to help guide them in the process, because taking ownership of their own personal wellness and recovery is probably the most important part of the process. Recognizing that they hold the power and the control to create their own healing journey. And, for somebody who's had a chronic condition for a period of time, it's very hard, because you're really vulnerable and you're really used to being told what to do in so many ways. And what I'm hoping to do with Deep Roots Healing and also with Sarah DX in the future is to guide the patient to say, I know what I need, and I need you to help me identify this path, or to guide me along this path. And that's really when transformation occurs.
Did you discover this during your transformation? Because I know we talked a little bit about what happened to you, but let's now talk about the personal health and wellness transformation that you've gone through since that crisis in 2013 to now, because to see you and see a picture of you, you just radiate health, and you'll have a full schedule again. So let's talk about that, because I think it'll give so many people hope also.
Yes. So I'm a completely different person in so many ways, but also the same person in so many ways. I would say prior to my condition, I had the appearance of being healthy, but I was not very healthy. I worked very long hours. I had a very stressful job. I didn't take time for myself. I didn't exercise. I didn't eat well. I mean, I was kind of just living this life that we're very familiar with. And I was just going. On the appearance, on the outside appearance, I looked very successful. I looked very healthy to many. When I went through this personal transformation, I recognized that so much of my health and wellness depended upon my mental and emotional health and wellness. And I needed to find a way to slow down, really. I needed to recognize, how can I continue on this career path that I love and I now know I am meant to be doing in a way that I can manage healthy? I can really manage this well. And it required me saying no to some things. It required me changing my daily routine and giving myself time every day for reflection and exercise and choosing healthy when it comes to food choices. Not saying that I don't always choose bad foods, but that's okay. It's just this overall balance that I needed to find in my life. And that did take some time. And it's also not something that you figure out and you're done with. It's something that you work on every day. And I set my daily intentions in the morning. I actually save time in the morning for scripture every morning. And if I can, I do my yoga every morning. And in so many ways, that's more for my mental and emotional well-being than it is for my physical well-being. But it has resulted in positive physical health. So I really think most of my transformation was just becoming more intentional in my activities and becoming more aware in my daily life and recognizing what I didn't need to be doing, but I felt like I needed to be doing because those people around me were doing that, and really what I wanted to be doing too, and giving myself permission to say no and to slow down. And that was huge. It was huge.
And it's what so many of us, and I'll raise my hand here, have been caught up in. It's we're doing that. We go on autopilot. We're not living our life. We're just existing in our lives.
Yep.
And when I look back at that moment 14, 15 years ago, I have to acknowledge that's what I was doing. It sounds really familiar to what you just said of working long hours, not taking care of my body. And it's funny because I've always taken care of the spiritual, right? I've always had that deep desire, but I lack on the physical. Emotional, I think I took care of well too, but the physical, I slacked. And the woman in my community, guess what the biggest issue is? And the topic that it resonates so often, so much, is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling guilty. Well, I don't have time to do this. You don't have time not to do this.
Right.
And it's been my own struggle too. So I think that's why I'm so passionate about sharing the message for women that we have to learn to honor ourselves. And so you started with baby steps, you know, and which just led to the transformation.
That's right. And really allowing myself the time. And, you know, when I first started and when I was able to start walking again, so I had a period, I had to go through cardiac rehab. I had had some heart issues after the event because the stress on my heart was just so, so strong. So I went through cardiac rehab and got to the point where I was able to exercise alone at home, which was really scary. What I recognized when I was at home, because I have four small children and I had a baby, I had a newborn, was I had to allow myself the permission to walk by myself and to get out of the house and go for 10 or 15 minutes and not feel guilty about it, not feel guilty about leaving my husband with the kids or not taking the kids with me. And that was interesting. I did not recognize how much I felt like I had to be there with them all the time. And some of that was fear too, but a lot of it was just not feeling guilty for saying, I need my own time right now. And then once I became better at doing that, I recognized that I actually need that time to be a better mom. I need that time to be a better wife or to be a better scientist or to be a better nurse. Because during my personal time, I might be walking or I might be doing yoga or whatever that is, but I'm also reflecting on my actions, my behaviors, my lessons. And that reflection is so critical to growth, whether that's spiritual growth, physical growth, whatever that is, being able to reflect on your experience and pulling the lesson out of it and learning from that And that's what my personal time is for, is really that reflection. And we really, most of us don't allow that. We really just feel that we have to be going all the time. And, you know, that reflection just is critical to increasing productivity, increasing physical, mental, emotional health. It's really required.
Especially those of us, I find, that are here, I call us holistic healers, spiritual leaders, those of us who are called to serve, right, and to serve others. In order to serve, we have to take care of ourselves. And we'll talk about more about this in a moment. We'll come back with Dr. Tara Barr of DeepRootsHealing.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. And today we are talking with Dr. Tara Barr. We're talking about intentional wellness, really tapping into your inner strength and all the support and guidance that you have around you, as well as the options that you have available to you, such as holistic nursing. So, Tara, how do you coach and empower women? Because are most of your clients or patients women? Is that your specialty?
Yes. Yeah, I would say this is a new venture for me in many ways, Linda. So prior to my illness, I didn't call myself an intentional wellness coach. That wasn't something that I associated with. I had my illness, and because of my personal experience, I really became interested in holistic approaches to my own care and how could I manage my recovery and my healing in a positive way. And as I was going through that personal inward process, I also recognized that I could share this experience with the medical community and any patients that I would work with in the future, because it's really a need in our medical healthcare system right now. So I created Deep Roots Healing, and I have to say I'm still working on that creation. And in many ways, I've had some connections with patients to help guide that process and the development of that. But I don't know that I've fully launched Deep Roots Healing yet. I have my primary company, SarahDX, is taking a lot of my commitment and attention, and that company is devoted to increasing diagnosis and awareness of stroke in the pre-hospital setting. And so much of what we will do ultimately in SarahDX will bring us into that recovery piece and help patients recover. And I really see that's where Deep Roots Healing is going to come into play. So when I've coached patients thus far, it's really been during my experience as a patient, as a faculty member, and that coaching experience is really just talking and facilitating a relationship with them, meeting them where they are, recognizing what they're struggling most with, because everybody has their own personal struggle. It might not be the physical limitation that I see. It's probably something different. It's probably financial or occupational, or, you know, now my husband has to take care of everything because I can't do this and I feel very bad about that. There's so many different pieces that I discover once you start actually talking to patients. And that process takes time to facilitate. And as we were saying before, I really see myself more as a guide in the process and, you know, helping the person to recognize their own personal healing power and how to tap into that, and then how to work with the medical team to really create the journey and really create the recovery journey that's best for them.
I really do. I see you as a guide. Everything you've described to me, because what I'm hearing is your clients, you're really empowering them at a time where they feel very disempowered, because they're in the midst of a crisis, right? So a lot of times, you know, the medical profession, we're just bounced around, and it feels disempowering because we're not in control. Mm-hmm. And working with you, they must feel like, okay, I have a say. I can incorporate these tools to feel more a part of the process instead of, I don't like the word victim, but
right,
victim of the process.
That's right. And, you know, I've also worked with my most recent client was actually a family member, and her father was very ill. And it was also allowing her to see that she can be part of his healing process. And although she was not part of the medical team, you know, she really didn't know what was happening, I was able to be there for her and to help her recognize that she still had something to offer her father in this process and still had something to offer the medical team. So in many ways, and I didn't see it this way until you brought it out there, in many ways I did give her that, I really empowered her to stand up and say, I don't think this is right for my dad, and this is why. It just doesn't feel right. And I recently spoke with her actually last week, and he's doing beautifully well. So, you know, this doesn't necessarily just apply to the patient or the person all the time. It really can also apply to their family member. And in so many ways, when you're working with stroke patients or brain injury patients, that's really who you're, as a nurse, that's who you're working with, is you're working with the family or the close friends or relatives of that person. And that's really the essence of being a nurse, is being there for the patient's network as well. And that's, you know, it's something that's really powerful when you can tap into that.
Yeah, it is. And my dad passed of cancer about 12 years ago. And when a family member gets diagnosed, it's really hard for all the family members because no one knows what their role is anymore. And, well, that's how I felt, and I was the oldest child. It was like, well, what's the role? Do we support him? Do we have to support mom, too? And then you're processing your own emotions as well as your siblings. And I love that this family member, your client, had a place to go to define her role. Just because he or she isn't a nurse or in the medical field, they can still have a role in their loved one's and their loved one's journey through this transition.
Yeah, that's right. And so many times, and, you know, I actually go back to my experience with my husband. At the time when I was ill and going through this process, no one really ever looked at him and asked him if he was okay.
Yeah.
And he really wasn't. He was very stressed. He was very nervous. He had the same fear and anxieties that I had. But he had to go home and now take care of me in addition to our four small children and a very tiny baby. So it's, you know, in many ways, when I think about that experience, it makes me very sad that nobody was there for him during that transition, because, you know, he's a very strong man, very, you know, powerful, but also emotionally very vulnerable at that period of time.
Of course, your biggest fear.
There really wasn't anybody there.
Yeah, and he had to hide what he was feeling because he didn't want you to see it.
That's right.
And so that for anyone, male or female, to have to stuff your true feelings, emotions, and fears and not have the person that's the key person in your life to be able to discuss it with, I think right there is another segment for deep roots healing. You know, the caretaker, the partner who has to fulfill that role. It's just right. Such a beautiful gift. And I know a lot of your energy is going to Sarah DX right now, but I think it's all to prepare what deeprootshealing.org is going, where you're going right. to go with that. It's like, I think
that's exactly right.
Yeah, I feel like you're being led. You have to have a little patience, because everything in this conversation, I'm like, whoa, she's getting all the information she knows to define the role of guide that you're going to be playing with your clients and patients. And
yep.
I want to invite everyone to, it's deeprootshealing.org. Stop by, learn more about Dr. Barr and the work she's doing in the world. And on this page that you're listening to the show are her other web links. So be sure to visit Sarah DX also. But Tara, do you have any piece of guidance for someone who may either be struggling with chronic illness themselves, or their loved one is? Is there a brief piece of wisdom or message you feel led to share?
Yes, I think it's important to recognize that you are not alone in this process, and there are many folks around you likely who have gone through similar experiences who can help you, but you have to be willing to ask for help and allow yourself to reach out to those people who want to help you and say yes to help and just take small baby steps, be patient with yourself and those around you, and take it one day at a time, really take it one day at a time.
Mm. Well, Tara, thank you so much for being here, for sharing space with me, for doing the amazing work you're doing in the world. It's an honor that our paths have crossed, and I get to bring this message out to women around the world.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you, everyone.
Blessings, everyone. Now, I want to thank everyone for joining me for Inspired Conversations, and I want to invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations just like this one. Conversations with visionary women who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. And you can do that at subscribetoaspire.com. So until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.